good morning, you. It is 8:21. We have got a cloudy sky. We are at 3 below right now. And, well, I'll tell you what, we, you know, Thursday is always my favorite day around here in the morning because I get to talk with Janet Gageland. That opens things up, and then Kathy Dickman stopping by from Jacob Zoo and our Morning Zoo Report. Good morning, young
good
lady.
Good morning.
How goes?
Well, you called me young lady. We're on a good start.
Well, and I'm thinking, you know, Schmaltz isn't here. Gee, I wonder what he's been doing at the zoo for the past couple of days.
Yeah, so we thought we had to give him a little bit of a break off that bobcat. Yeah. He loves this loves coming in here, so that's how exhausted he is. But, no, I think that we're going to, you know, Denver called. They want to make sure we're not stealing their Mile High City, the snowbanks. And that reminds us to always tell people how to drive safe with that backing out of your driveway.
Yeah.
Downtown intersections, it's piled high, folks, because we all know, we no explanation needed from the listening area.
Grief, no.
But it does remind us that, you know, yes, school's in session, people still walk to get places, and just be careful.
And stay safe.
Stay safe out of that wind chill.
Let's talk about events coming up. You're going to hop into spring here. And I, you know, every time you mention that, you know, every time I hear that ad for Hop Into Spring for the zoo, makes me feel good. I don't know why this year I want spring to get here so quick.
Well, the news I'm bringing today will help you feel like springtime and sunshine.
All right. Let's
the
do it.
Chicks and ducklings will be here soon.
Wow.
They are ordered and will be here soon, and they'll be ready for their debut on March 18th.
You're going to have a good time with this.
We're going to have a great time with this, and this has evolved through the years, and we started with you know, celebrating spring and around that Easter season and letting people come in and look at some babies. And we had the egg hunt in the Rhino Building. And kids would dig through the straw because it was dry in there and warm.
You improvised.
Improvised.
You really
did. It was
really
good. But we changed that the last couple of years. And I've done a scavenger hunt. So as people go through the zoo, they'll get their little scavenger hunt and their stamp, I guess.
Yeah.
And the idea is to get you through the whole zoo if you can. There'll be questions and little clues and riddles to find these animals. And then when you come back with your card all stamped, then you get your bag of eggs and full of toys and candy.
Who thinks of this stuff? This has got to be some of you and your crew.
I've got a team.
It's
absolutely true. And so that'll be done. And Ariana does the scavenger hunt, and they get the eggs out on the thing, and they stuffing those eggs, thousands of eggs. It's a lot of fun. Now, this is also a really good time to get your membership. So we must talk about that, because some people say, when can I get my membership? You can always get it any way that you want. You can do it online. You can come down in person. You can do it on your first visit, or you can hop into spring and hop in, and it is a good time to get your membership. And so you have it on that opening day. So the fees for Hop Into Spring are actually regular admission. Weather permitting, the zoo will be open. We will have the inside activities, which are the chicks, ducks, bunny, and other activities.
It'll be a lot of fun.
You know, we do, so people know this ahead of time as their child holding this little duck and holding it maybe a little tight. We monitor. We're there to help with the animal safety and welfare.
Right.
And we switch them out. So the ducks that you come in and see with your family will be different than the next group, or down, you know, half hour later or something. We trade them out to give them a little break. When kids are so gentle, and parents have been so wonderful. I take so many pictures of this event because it's just a good feeling. They're holding their child who's holding a little animal. And anyway, we're hopping into spring.
I love it. I love it. And the excitement, too, that just builds over a new zoo season. When's opening day again?
22nd.
22nd. Okay, so that's right around the corner.
Yeah, and it puts a cleanup day on the 15th, which is pretty early.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have projects regardless if we can rake or not. We're going to have projects. Yeah. So people should still show up for that.
Hoping the weather cooperates with you there.
Yeah.
So getting ready for the new season, the influx of schools that come in the spring, And then the people that start streaming into the zoo from all over the place.
From all over the place. Mm-hmm. And so the school letters are ready. I think they might have gone out already. I'm pretty sure Ariana and Brittany got those out already. But because people, schools are already, they've already, there's already scheduling. They're scheduling online, and they're filling up. We're doing some things a little differently. And I know there's probably no teachers listening because they're in the classroom. But we've always done tours or had that option. But through the years, that's evolved as well.
Yeah.
Where they're saying, and you know what, we're going to go through, teachers made a worksheet or they get a scavenger hunt from us. But instead, and there's some special circumstances for classroom work and science classes.
Sure.
But we have our staff on the scheduled throughout the zoo. So every class can get that one-on-one with a tour guide or other crew member. So that's what we've opted to. And we can service better every class that comes through. And it's just a really fun time for us.
So the zoo director down there, each and every season, and you've got such an influx coming in from outside the area. I mean, we've talked about that before, you know, what a draw that is for Wahpeton. Do you get to meet a lot of these people? I mean, are there new people for you every single season that just...
Every single
season. That must be, I can't even get my arms around that, what that's like for you, just meeting that many people.
Well, you know, people person.
Yeah. Okay.
The best things in my life, people and animals. How can you go wrong? As is our crew.
Yeah.
And so years and years ago, again, talking about what's changed, zookeepers have always been very good. But what's changed is they're not only required, we don't even have to require it. They want to talk to the public. They ask to do keeper talks. They ask to do this and that and just visit with them. Unless they're in the middle of something that requires full concentration and safety-wise, they're going to visit with you and tell you about that animal. Or even the simplest thing, a kid will say, what are you doing? That's a common question. They'll see a zookeeper working in a habitat. What are you doing? So we do meet a lot of new people, and we get to see the other people returning.
I was going to say, that's got to go a long way, that kind of enrichment, that kind of education in getting people to come back. It was like, what a great experience. I'm going back to Chinkapin Zoo.
And that is what we're finding.
Right.
that is a really good thing. It's to the point where, you know, locally we know a lot of our teachers, and they're wonderful, and then you start, you know, catching a news story from the Fargo-Moorhead area of a teacher retiring or principal retiring. You're like, I've known them for 20 years. You
sure.
Know? Because we get to know them and when they schedule, and we know the schools, we know the teachers that are going to be calling. And it's a really good feeling. I always say, you hear those bus breaks and those kids running out and happy and excited and all that excitement. It's contagious.
Well, it is contagious. And then you get into the zoo, and that just sort of furthers all of that and the excitement. And again, they learn things.
They
walk
learn
out
things,
of there learning things.
And most every single person that comes to the zoo is very respectful and to the animals and to the staff. And don't forget that visit from the public is also enrichment for our animals.
Right.
So you get a certain part of year, like now, they're like, okay,
that's a great point.
Ready to get on with this. Where's my peeps? You know, things, you know, animals like Nico and Tell, but even animals which are harder to read that on, you know, the rhinos, the cats. But people are enrichment for the animals.
That's a great point. And you wouldn't think of that. But yeah, that's a nice two-sided thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good stuff.
I'm excited. So yeah, this little snow here and there, we're okay.
Yeah. Get excited, folks.
And you know, also when you leave your house in the morning, you're shoveling and things, you know, think about the people who are working outside. And one of those, besides zookeepers, you've got a lot of people with outside jobs and mail carriers.
Yes, absolutely.
So let's keep our pathways as clean as we can. if my mail carrier's listening, she's probably like, yeah, okay, Kathy. one more thing on Hop Into Spring. If you've already gotten your membership for the year, bring it. That'll work to get
you
in.
Okay, perfect.
So, yeah. And hopefully that we can get you in the zoo. Pathways, if the zoo's open, which we're saying the zoo's open
right.
for that day, Pathways will be clean. We'll probably still have snow, because if we don't have snow in the 2 weeks before that gets here, we've got a problem.
trust me.
So anyway, Hop Into Spring, hop down to the zoo, March 18th, cleanup day, April 15th, and opening day the 22nd.
Looking forward to that. Kathy Dickman, always great to have you in here.
Thank you.
Say
so
hey
much
to the Schmaltz, too.
Oh, I will.
All right. It's Morning Zoo. We do this every Thursday at 8:20 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Timeout.
All right. Remember,
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the NDHSAA and the North Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.